The 84th playing of the Masters is complete, and we have a champion. Welcome back into the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Jay Randolph Jr. here with my man, Bob Bubka. You can find Bob on Twitter at Bob Bubka, B-O-G. You can find me at STL Golf Geek. Well, it was a unique week, Bob. It was a record-setting week. I thought John Rahm was going to be the champion, but he played well. But in the end, this was a clinic and a signature performance for Dustin Johnson.
Very well said, Jay, and congratulations to all the people at the Masters, even making it possible to host a tournament of this magnitude in the month of November. Simply incredible. They got blindsided, as you well know, by that deluge of rain that came down on Thursday. It kind of threw the golf course off track and didn't really recover until, you know, maybe the second half of Sunday, but certainly was an easier 18 holes to play because of that rain.
And we're going to talk about that, but why not hear from the man that donned the green jacket in 2020 with a record-setting performance? Here's your champion, Dustin Johnson.
You know, obviously this is a dream come true, and I'm just so proud and so honored to be y'all's champion. I mean, it was a battle all day, just, you know, an internal battle with myself. It was, you know, I knew I had to play well if I wanted to win, and yeah, it never got easier. I thought it would, but it never did. Not from the first tee until the last putt. I felt like I was battling all day, but you know, in a good way. And you know, as far as what do I think I did best all week? I think I did everything fairly well. I really felt like I hit the driver well this week. It's something I felt like, you know, hit a lot of fairways, and then I was really good at controlling my distance coming into the greens too with my irons. Winning the FedEx Cup was huge. It was something that I really wanted to do, you know, in my career. And then obviously coming here and winning Augusta was probably on the very top of the list for sure. And you know, I know 2020's been a really strange year, but it's been good to me, and I've played some good golf. So, you know, I can't thank Augusta enough just for having the Masters, because, you know, when they canceled in April, obviously none of us even knew if we were going to be able to play in it. You know, I was just happy to be here playing, and, you know, it worked out okay for me.
It's his 24th career win, Bob, his second major. He set or tied 9 records, including breaking the scoring mark at 20 under par. He only made 4 bogeys all week. That's another record. Fewest bogeys. As I said at the start of the program, in essence, it was a clinic. You do need to remember on Saturday, folks, we had 9 guys, 9 cats tied for the lead. And it was as if Bob at that moment, Dustin Johnson said, you know, that thing looks a little crowded. I think I'm going to try and run off and hide. And I'm not saying he won the golf tournament on Saturday, but he came awfully close and did what he needed to do on Sunday.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, when we watch Dustin Johnson now in full song, you know, he's clearly the number one player out there. I mean, when you know, go through his bag a little bit, you know, hits the driver great, he hits his irons great, he's a great wedge player, and he's better than average putter. And we're going to talk about the fact that his brother AJ has been on the bag for him for, I think, around 7 years. You know, that ties the whole package together. I mean, when Dustin's out there playing and he really wants to hit a great shot, and he sees his brother standing there, it just motivates him more to hit that great shot, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. And he talked about that and the emotion of it. And it really was superb performance. You know, there were 43 players that broke par. And I think you mentioned earlier the rain that they got. And you were dead on, Bob. The golf course never really got to where they wanted it until Sunday. And I think you saw that with the low round of the day being 68. There were a number of 68s, but one of those 68s was also Dustin Johnson. So, you know, the guy on the lead, you know, matches the low round of the day. So just an outstanding performance, raises his level, his career another notch with another major. And like you said, you get the feeling that we can go through the five or six guys we love talking about, including Rory, but when they're at their best, Dustin Johnson seems to be the guy. You know, we'll talk about Bryson, but everybody was worried coming into the tournament. What if Bryson does this, or what if he overpowers or this, or has another dominating performance? Well, this was a dominating performance. It just wasn't Bryson DeChambeau, and it wasn't the way a lot of people thought it might be dialed up.
No, you're right about that, Jay. And, you know, the Grill Room gets a lot of questions concerning, you know, the sub-air system that Augusta yep. National has under the fairways and under the greens. And it can extract moisture on command. But we're talking a little bit more than moisture, what we witnessed on Thursday. I mean, that was a deluge. I mean, that amount of water coming down in that short a period of time, there's not a sub-air system in the world that would rectify the problems caused by Mother Nature.
No, I think you're right on. I mean, you can have all the sub-airs you want, but when you get that amount of rain, and you also have a little cooler temperatures those first couple of days, so you're not getting it to dry as much. I mean, you know, I'm glad you said it off the bat, Bob, and gave kudos to the Masters tournament. This was not easy. They did everything they could, and they pulled it off. And now we're, you know, less than 140 days from the next one, which we'll start getting excited about. But kudos to them. And I got a little lucky DraftKings-wise because I liked Cameron Smith.
Wow.
And he was my horse, Bob. And a couple years ago, he finished tied for fifth. And Aussies sometimes fare well at Augusta, as he and Baker Finch wore out telling everybody on Sunday. So I had a good week. Not as good as Cameron Smith or Sung J.M. Big tie for seconds for those guys.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to meet Cam Smith on one of the recent trips over to Hawaii. I'll talk about that in a minute, but first let's give a listen to what Cam Smith had to say.
I felt as though I needed to shoot 3 or 4 under on that back nine with the wind the way it was. It got pretty tricky out there. I would say after not birdie in 16, I thought if I birdied the last four, I thought I'd still have a chance. At least make him think about it, and you know, I'd take 15 under around here the rest of my career, and I might win a couple. So yeah, it's just the way it is. I felt as though I didn't quite have my longest stuff this week, but the scrambling for me was what kept me in it.
You know, that's one of the things, Bob. Somebody asked me yesterday at the golf course if I thought the scoring record should have an asterisk, or the fact that Cameron Smith became the first player in Masters history to card 4 rounds in the 60s. No, I don't think they should have an asterisk. Yeah, the golf course may have been playing a little bit easier, but with the scores these guys are shooting, those marks are going to be broken at some point. I mean, somebody's going to match the 4 rounds in the 60s, and someday somebody's going to shoot 25 or 26 under. It's just where we're headed. You know, that's a stellar mark to have 4 rounds in the 60s at Augusta.
Of course, Rory McIlroy opened up with that 75, Jay. That pretty much KO'd his chances.
Yeah, I mean, you watch the way he played Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you're thinking to yourself, what in the world did he, how did he get off to such a bad start? And he did. It really knocked him out. But like I said, we're 140 days away. He's got to have some good juju after the way he played the last 3 days. My man, John Rahm, put himself in really good position after 36 holes. He was part of that busload of people at 9 under par at one point, tied for the lead in the third round. But he made too many mistakes on par five. Still a tie for seventh for him. And I'll tell you who looked solid at times was Koepka. So, you know, I think we were looking for questions maybe to be answered at this Masters. I think the question of is the game still safe because of Bryson has been answered. I think we're okay for a while. We'll see what happens. Jordan Spieth is still Jordan Spieth. Ricky Fowler is still Ricky Fowler. And for the most part, the best players in the world are holding suit. I mean, Patrick Reed scared me there for a while. I thought he might win the sucker. He finished tied for 10th.
Yeah, he had a good event. You know, he's really a solid player. But we can't go any further in this edition of In the Grill Room unless we, you know, I don't even know what we do, but we've got to do something special because I'm talking about 63-year-old Bernhard Langer finishing at -3. Oldest player to make the cut in the Masters and had that -3 in the final round. What do you say about Bernhard Langer?
As I've said before about him on this show, he is a man of great faith and belief, and that is something that drives him. He has kept himself in phenomenal physical condition. That being said, guys are hitting 7-iron into 18, and he's hitting a hybrid or 3-wood. I mean, this is just remarkable. They said it during the broadcast. You know, it's like whether it be Jack or Longer or Phil or Freddie or Tiger, when they roll up that lane, you know, anything can happen. And, I mean, the man was tied for 29th at 63. I love Hale Irwin, but Bernhard Langer is the greatest senior player of all time.
Yeah, I agree with you, and we'd be remiss if we didn't reference, you know, the kickoff to the 84th Masters. No greater sight in golf than watching Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus going down to the first tee for that first tee shot. It's something special. It's something exclusive to the Masters, and it's one tradition that I really love.
Well, and I'm hopeful that everything's perfect for April when Gary and Jack will be joined by my man Lee Eldorado, Lee Elder, as they announced at the Masters. So that would really be something. We'll finish up with Bryson. I mean, Bob, he was had all the hype coming in, the talk about the driver. He ended up not using it. You know, there were moments it looked like he had it all figured out, and then there were moments it looked like he didn't know exactly what the heck he was doing. It was just one of those weeks, the lost ball. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, if I'm Bryson, it's just turn the page. Let's not harp on this. Let's get back to doing what I'm doing. It was a week that just didn't work out.
Well said, Jay. And, you know, the ultimate winner in that Bryson debate is golf. That's what golf's all about. You can play, you know, the best golf of your life for, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks maybe. But there'll come days when you go to that first tee and you tee up your ball and a gust of wind knocks the ball off the tee. So, you know, you're not going to have a good day. You might as well go back in. So I love the fact that golf said, enough, enough, Bryson. no dominating this great sport. People have been playing it since the 1400s, and we're not going to let you get away with that kind of stuff. Absolutely incredible but that's what golf is. Oh, and a big shout out to the low amateur, Andy Ogletree, from Georgia Tech, played at Augusta many times, and he's going to be turning pro this week. And why wouldn't he?
Let's take a listen and learn a little bit about Gateway National, and then we'll take a look at one of the final two events left on the schedule that can garner those all-important FedEx Cup points.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Enjoy golf as it was meant to be played at Gateway National Golf Links, a stunning links-style course in the St. Louis area. After all, it is the number one public golf course in St. Louis, and it's the only one with bent grass fairways. Only public course in the region with bent grass fairways. Gateway National offers golfers the rare opportunity to return to the rich traditions of the game with rolling links in the heart of the country. Gentle mounds and plenty of tall grasses. Spacious fairways, and of course, when you play number three, you just aim for the Gateway Arch. That's right, the iconic St. Louis Arch is right there. Gateway National Golf Links, the number one public golf course in St. Louis and the only one with bent grass, with a friendly staff to make your day a memorable one, to make your tee time the best way and the best rates are online at gatewaynational.com. Gateway National, always in great shape. And remember that website, gatewaynational.com. That's where you'll find the best rates, gatewaynational.com.
And the train rolls on, and so does the Grill Room. Only two more events to earn FedEx Cup points left on the fall schedule, and then it's a break until the tour picks up again in Bob's spot, Maui. This week, Bob, it's the RSM Classic at Sea Island Resort in Georgia, where a lot of guys on the PGA Tour call home. It's another strong field, even though the Masters champion is not playing. A lot of guys that played at Augusta are playing this week and kind of ending their year, not going to go to Mexico. Tyler Duncan is the defending champion, and I'm kind of glad that they got a good field. This was one of those events at the end of the season that, you know, kind of only the guys that had ties to the area seemed to play.
No, you're right about that, and it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on Stuart Sink. He won earlier this year. He's 47 years old. He's a Georgia Tech alumni. When the Safeway Open is the victory that I was referring to. And, yep. You know, right now he ranks third in FedEx Cup points. Man, I'll tell you, Stuart Sink having quite a year.
There's no doubt about it. It, you know, sometimes a guy comes out and he wins and, you know, late in his career and then that's it. He's followed up that victory with some solid play. I was going to put him on my DraftKings team if he got in the Masters. Of course, he'll be in the Masters this coming April. So I'm keeping my eye on him. Webb Simpson always seems to play well at this spot. A two-time winner this year. He's finished third and second the last two there. Jason Day is in the field. Kevin Kisner, who, you know, I always want to think Kevin's going to play a little better at Augusta because of his ties to the area in Aiken, South Carolina. This might be a week where your man Kiz hits all cylinders. He's paired with the defending champion and Augusta native Charles Howell III.
Yeah, it's a good threesome. And Kevin Kisner, he's won this event before. You know, he's a type player, in all honesty. Can't be on a golf course that, you know, you need to overpower. Kevin Kisner's main suit is the finesse that he has in his golf bag. Very crafty. Plays at one of the greatest golf courses in America that nobody knows about, Palmetto there in Aiken, South Carolina. I mean, I'd love that place. I mean, Ben Hogan went so far as referring to it as the golf course with the best par fours of any course in the country. That's pretty high acclaim from Mr. Hogan.
I have played the Palmetto with you and Janice. It is a lovely spot and got to play it a number of times when I was in college. Sung J.M., we'll see how he does, the traveling man, if you will. He is going to settle into a place in Atlanta at the TPC Sugarloaf. He's finally going to get himself a home. He's paired with Justin Rose and Matt Kuchar, who cost me big time last week. I was going to tip put Cameron Champ in instead of Matt Kuchar. And I said, oh, look at Jay. Look at Kuchar's record. Look at this. It'll be a big week. And he bogeyed the last hole to miss the cut. But I still did okay, thanks to Cameron Smith. So it should be a good week down at Sea Island, Georgia, Bob. And then they'll have a little Thanksgiving. And then Mexico. And then we'll have a break until are you heading to Maui this year?
Well, that's, you know, up in the air at the moment. Yeah, exactly right. Something else that our listeners are waiting for, your reputation with DraftKings is getting to the point where you may be banned from DraftKings with too much knowledge. Give our listeners who you kind of like this week at the RSM.
I like JT Poston because he played last week at Augusta and did okay. I think he's a guy. And my other horse, we talked about him earlier. I just think that Kevin Kisner, you know, maybe this Georgia golf course will be a little kinder to him than Augusta. So good luck to everybody in DraftKings. And Bob, you have a great week, my friend.
Yeah, same to you, Jay. And this Masters, it's one we'll remember for a long, long time.